The albatross is the magnificent seabird immortalized in Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Coleridge. I don't know if high schools still read this lengthy poem, but for those who did, do revisit it now that you can read it in your maturity. You who never read it, give it a try. Here's a tiny overview. An aged sailor stops a wedding guest outside the church and tells him a story he is compelled to retell again and again. As a young mariner, he had killed an albatross, just for sport, on a voyage to the Arctic region. The ship hit doldrums and is locked motionless in the sea. The sailors blame the mariner for the weather change and the deadly bad luck and force him to wear the dead albatross around his neck as punishment. Running out of drinking water, water, water everywhere, and all the boards did shrink. Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink. Ship and sailors are doomed because of the mariner's transgression of carelessly killing one of God's creatures. All does not end well for the crew. Death, ghost ships, monsters from the sea for starters, and a curse on the guilty surviving mariner. I am obsessed with the poem because it seems a perfect metaphor for this particular time in my life. Not that I am out slaughtering large and small animals, but I do feel the weight and the guilt of an albatross. Aye, several albatrosses around my ancient neck. Not dead bird carcasses, but furniture and tchotchkes of departed relatives, not only my own family, but my husband's. Ernie's grandmother, unfortunately known as Maw-Maw, left a lovely Empire mahogany love seat, which closely resembles a church pew, recovered in an elegant material. It is really handsome. Problem? Its seat, despite the upholstery, is as comfortable as any unpillowed Presbyterian pew. Miserable. There is no one you could dislike enough to offer a seat on Maw-Maw's love seat. Do I sell it? Give it to my worst enemy? Donate to Habitat? No, I add it to the other albatrosses I have hung around my neck. It joins Aunt Margaret's lovely but unwarranted barley twist drop leaf table, because, frankly, one dining room table is a gracious plenty. A Pierrot oil painting by a museum quality painter, a wedding gift from dear friends. An unfortunate black walnut spool whatnot from Daddy's Pennsylvania family, which has written on the underneath part of the top shelf every couple who has owned it since 1854. Now what Judas could sell that for 30 pieces of silver? Back to our other ancient mariner, doomed and cursed to retell his story for all eternity. I'm only telling mine once, and hope that gets me off the hook.